The Horseman's Corner is an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, on the air since 1994 with over 7,000 episodes with people involved in the world of horses. Today, the program is hosted and produced by Nelsina Lehman and Brian Hale. Visit horsemanscorner.com for more, including longer interviews exclusive to the web, full archives, our own equine podcast search engine, made possible by Van Hargis Horsemanship. I'm Howard's son, Brian, and we welcome you to the Horseman's Corner. We'll be back with today's guest right after this.
I'd like to invite you to visit the website that we have for the Horseman. That's horsemanscorner.com. Good place to advertise, good place to go if you're looking for horse information. That's horsemanscorner.com.
Welcome to segment two of the Horseman's Corner. Now let's continue the conversation that Nelsina was having with our guest, Toby Took.
Well, my dad used to run with some of the Took boys, the next generation, and he always said that one of the highlights of his life was being able to run bucking horses. He said that was the biggest rush of anything he'd ever done. So, and I'm pretty sure he chased a Took bucking horse or two around more than once.
Watching the NFR, it was a couple of years ago, and I got a text from Dr. Greg Velklausen down there in Texas, who does the DNA. And it was right to the 10th perf, and I go, what's Dr. V text me for? And it just simply said, 29 of the 30 go back to two bloodlines. So, I mean, you talk about the money perfs, the last perf of the biggest rodeo, and you've got 29 out of the 30. I mean, that's something.
That's a legacy all its own.
Yeah, and the one horse that everybody always asks, does he go back to ours? And he does not, is Virgil, and that is an amazing horse. Yeah, that's one of the few that I know that doesn't go back. Like you said, the Sankeys, the Sparky, J-Bar J up in Circle, all these guys, and once in a while they'll reach out and go, hey, how does this horse go back? You know, they're looking farther down the line as to when our horses, when we had them back, and just looking at the pedigree, and rodeo is a very cool close-knit family, and like I said, I never rode, and I do the best I can to carry on Grandpa Feek's legacy. Grandpa Ernest, I mean, I talked to him. I picked his brain I grew up on the ranch, and then when I moved up here to Billings, I talked to him every night, and once he passed, I was like, oh, man, how much did I retain of all these phone calls and the history and stuff, and it a lot of it stuck, and a lot of it I've tried to write it down, and it's on our Facebook page, Took Bucking Horses. And that was what I missed the most, is, you know, talking for an hour, 2 hours, and then jumping on the computer and posting a picture with a story. And like I said, you knew Grandpa, and once you got him going, there was no real shutting him down. And that's what was funny, is the first interview we had for the documentary, he got there and he kind of didn't really talk, and I started asking the questions, and he started going, and he talked until the mic battery ran out, and the producer goes, hold on, I'll go get another one, and he just took the microphone. It was a mic drop. He took it off and said, nope, I'm done for today. and Ken goes, your grandpa's a unique guy. I said, yep. And I said, if you want to get a special side of him, get him in old Brown, the old pickup, and just drive around out in the pasture through the horses and cows. I said, it'll be gold. And Ken did that, and he said that was one of the best interviews. It's just no pressure, driving around his place and talking. And I said, I told you. So you'll get to see some of that footage of Grandpa in the Speaks Vision documentary.
Well, your grandpa never got to rodeo because he had polio as a young man. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I'll Tarantino it. I'll start from the back and come forward. My grandpa, him and I've been, we were tight all growing up. And I'll tell you, when I got the call from my mom that grandpa wasn't doing well, and she said he's not going to make it through the day, jumped in my ride, got to Ekalaka, and he held on for me, and he died holding my hand. And going back and talking to some of the nurses, grandpa said he never felt like a normal person with his polio. And I was like, man, you're like Superman to me. He rode bulls. He had the highest recorded bull ride in Wyoming history for a long time. And I remember him talking about going to Deadwood and riding. He said, yeah, Dad put on the rodeo, and I showed up, and it was me and the best bull riders in the world. He said, I ended up winning, and I couldn't get home fast enough to buy a 270. He said, I left town, and everybody knew who Ernest Took was. And I'm like, oh, whatever. And then, because he only rode until he was 20. And finally, there was one day I asked him, I said, well, why'd you retire? Well, I got on this bull, Bushy Bill of Alice Greenos, up in Haber, and I got hung up and hooked me in the ribs. That wasn't an education. I drew the same damn bull in Forsyth the next weekend, did the same damn thing, and I couldn't get home quick enough to hang up my spurs. So that was it. And he said, well, and I realized that it was just easier to raise bucking horses and put on rodeos than it would be. Because Grandpa got his RCA card when he was 14, a dual card, so he could ride and put them on. So I always thought that was kind of cool, putting it on, and there's pictures of him with, you know, putting on rodeos, and there he is riding bulls and with his heroes. And I'm like, that is just nuts.
Yeah, it was a life well lived, and that's what more can you ask for?
I'd like to invite you to visit the website that we have for the Horseman. That's horsemanscorner.com. There's a lot of information there, some good horses for sale, some sales that are coming up, and some broadcasts and podcasts that you'll really enjoy and use as a learning tool, because it's a great source for the Horseman. Good place to advertise, good place to go if you're looking for horse information. That's horsemanscorner.com.
Welcome back to the Horseman's Corner. Let's continue with Toby Took.
I don't know if you know this, knowing Grandpa, but rodeo horses were important to him, but flying was more important to him. And
he always
said that, you know, flying come first. And I remember flying and checking the bucking horses, and it is such a tool when you are in the rodeo business to be able to fly. And I mean, you look at guys, you know, like Donnie Gay, who flies, and I know Mel Potter flying Sherry to all her rodeos. You know, it's just such an asset at the ranch and in that sport. And it's just kind of cool to hear the stories. I think it was Deb Copenhaver talking about flying from one rodeo up here, and, you know, it gets you from A to B, and you got to get there. Otherwise, you're turning out. And Deb said, it was a foggy day. We probably shouldn't have been flying. And all I know is when the fog broke, we were underneath a bridge flying, and he goes, I got on the ground, and I think his exact words were, kissed the ground, and I didn't really want to get back in the plane. But it's just so many stories from these old guys, and I believe that's going to be in, some of that stuff will be in the documentary. I mean, we've got not only Took history, but there's going to be, I'm hoping, another DVD with rodeo history. And I mean, it's just, I crave it. I love it. Stories that a lot of us don't get to hear. And it's just preserving our sport, preserving, you know, the legacy of great cowboys, great horses, just very, like, I can't say humbling enough, because I walk into, you know, the PRC Hall of Fame, and people are snagging me saying thank you. And all I mean, the last name that I was born with, it took me a while to realize what that meant in this world of rodeo, and just doing what I can to pass along, you know, like I was telling you before we, I spoke at a college and talking to kids that had never been to a rodeo or don't know anything about rodeo. It is very cool to see kids kind of look at you, and you're like, at the end of it, hey, yeah, we're going to go to the rodeo and check it out. And it just is very cool to see that younger generation get excited for something that, you know, isn't like an overpaid NBA star or overpaid NFL star. Guys that, you know, ranch during the week, and then they get to a rodeo and try to make a paycheck, you know, make a living off of trying to ride a horse or a bull or throwing a loop.
Let's take a quick break before we move on to segment number 3. You're listening to the Horseman's Corner. We've produced over 2,500 podcasts during the past year, including the Harvest USA, Daily Ag Markets, the Horseman's Corner, and our fastest-growing podcast, the Cattleman's Corner. This record-setting growth in listenership and, more importantly, downloads means your message could reside permanently on people's computers and phones everywhere when you become a sponsor of these podcasts. Contact us at HaleMultimedia.com for more information on this opportunity. That's HaleMultimedia.com.
I'd like to invite you to visit the website that we have for the Horseman. That's horsemanscorner.com. There's a lot of information there, some good horses for sale, some sales that are coming up, and some broadcasts and podcasts that you'll really enjoy and use as a learning tool, because it's a great source for the Horseman. Good place to advertise, good place to go if you're looking for horse information. That's horsemanscorner.com.